This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Mail-in voting for this pandemic election is already underway in a handful of states. People who are homeless have additional troubles placing their vote. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
When you don't have a permanent home, even the most basic steps of voting become daunting. Jeff Page is a longtime activist and resident of Los Angeles's Skid Row, home to the largest concentration of homeless people in the country.
You got to register. You've got to have an address. Well, how can we vote if we don't have I'm homeless on the sidewalk?
People can use the address of a family member, a homeless service provider, or even their physical location on the street to register, though it's difficult to get voter information or mail-in ballots this way. Still, Page says some do make the effort to cast their vote.
A lot of people just want to be part of the process because that's the first problem. The people that are making decisions have no idea, don't have a clue as far as what life is like.
John Masseri with the L.A. homeless service provider The People Concern says the county has rolled out a number of initiatives in the last year to boost turnout.
First is getting people registered, and the second is making sure that they can get to the polls.
L.A. County residents can register and cast a ballot at any polling location, regardless of their address. That includes several voting booths at homeless shelters that will open in the days before the election. But even in states with less restrictive voting requirements like California, the pandemic is adding new challenges, says Nan Roman with the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
Homeless people often use libraries or they use coffee shops and so forth to access the internet. And they don't have that access now in a lot of places. So just getting information about how to vote and what the issues are has been affected a lot by COVID.
People may also encounter greater difficulty obtaining proper ID, a necessity to vote in most states, because many government offices are operating with reduced hours and staff. And while the ample availability of hotel rooms for makeshift housing has helped get some people off the streets, Roman says it's likely a greater share have been pushed out of shelters and away from valuable voting resources.
They thinned out their shelter populations in order to reach CDC goals about social distancing in shelters. And so people ended up on the street. Some shelters closed.
She says efforts to get out the vote among the unhoused population can be resource intensive at a time when many local governments are facing budget cuts and layoffs. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.